that are part of our church that the Holy Spirit's just moving in you right now, and you have a word for this house. It's important that you come. It is important that you come and bring that word. As the Holy Spirit wants to speak to his church, and you know, he uses us as the instruments to do that. I just encourage you to come. Put your fears aside, put any doubts aside, and come boldly.
I believe the Lord showed me a spinning top. And as I asked him, what does that mean? He spoke to me and said he wants us to keep our spiritual momentum going so that we will remain upright. But when we start to lose balance in life, we start to warble around. And when we back off from the things that keep us close to God, that keep us walking with God, that keep us in his word, that keep us alive in the spirit, then we will keep balanced. But when we back off from those things, we're going to warble and we may crash and burn. So he says, keep that momentum. Keep striving in the things of him. Lord, reading, fellowshipping, it encompasses everything, not just one thing. But he wants us to keep balanced and upright and keeping that momentum going.
What a great word. If you're feeling a bit wobbly this morning, it's a great place to settle that. Oh, thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Lord, we just open up the altar. Come.
Yes, I have a
word.
Oh,
Holy Spirit.
I have a word here. It's seed. Do you know who you are, the Lord would say today? You have come from surviving seed. Your forefathers, your mother and father, your grandfather, they've fought the battle. They've gone through wars. They've gone through famine. They've gone through disasters. And you have come through that. You have come through that, and you are surviving seed. And God knows who you are. And you are called and chosen, and you have a plan. You have a destiny. And we're to bring in all the seed on this planet, because God knows every person on this planet today is a surviving seed. They just didn't pop out of the ground. They're from a surviving seed. And God is calling. Is everyone going to be called and chosen? I don't know. But that's not up for us to decide. We have to tell every one of those seeds the goodness and the greatness of God and what's available for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, here's a mighty woman.
Was reminding me as I listened to what he had to say just then, to bloom where you're planted. God has planted you here. Bloom where you're planted. Nourishing words are coming to you, and you are growing, but it's you that has to allow that growth.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your words in this house. Lord, as you continue just to work through us, we're just going to sing that last song again.